Jane with us. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How are we doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Excited to get things kicked off. It's
right.
Time.
Yeah, I saw over the weekend a number of former OHS students headed off to college.
Yes, I saw that too on Facebook. So. Wishing them all the best.
Hope everything
I know they're
goes
ready.
Somewhat normal. Or,
I know. I hope they can have a somewhat normal freshman year, too.
Yeah, and that's what we're hoping also for O'Neill Public Schools,
exactly
right? And the first day of school is
tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Tuesday.
Yes, kids come tomorrow, and that's an early out day, 1:30. So.
Okay.
And yeah, it is. It's back to business, isn't it?
Right.
Even if it's not business
as normal.
That's
right.
The usual summer activity events were not held in the usual way either. No one traveled in person to compete in national competitions, but doing everything virtually. This didn't slow our students down, though, with outstanding performances put in by both FCCLA and FFA students. At the FCCLA Virtual National Leadership Conference, the following brought home top honors in the nation. Harley Cahoy and Emma Smith received gold and eighth place for their chapter service project portfolio. Harley Clausen received gold and fifth place in event management. Annie Corkle received gold and third place in entrepreneurship. Ashley Pischel received gold and second place for her digital story for change. And Allie Sedlacek received gold and first place in the nation in her national programs in action.
Nice.
Very, very good job, girls. We also learned that Three Eagles placed in the top 10 in the state Ag Communications CDE this summer. Becky Hupp was sixth in journalistic writing. Ashley Pischel was fifth in video production. And Emma Reed was third in opinion writing. Congratulations to all of these students performing very well under strange and unusual circumstances.
Yep, a whole new way of doing it.
Yes, exactly. Fall sports are underway. The softball team traveled to Twin River to take part in a Jamboree game last week, and they came home with a 10-0 victory. Competitions will be held on a day-to-day basis this year, depending on our risk level, as well as the risk level of the teams we're playing. We're excited to have started off with a solid win, though, for those softball girls. They're scheduled to travel to St. Paul on Thursday this week, and then they will travel to the always tough York tournament on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So, good luck to the softball girls. Cross-country coach Cole Hilker also wanted me to mention that they have 28 dedicated runners this year. They're excited for their first starting again in that first race, so that'll be coming up. Our Booster Club is planning their fall sports kickoff for this Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the football complex. Might look a little bit different. We'll be asking everyone to socially distance, but there'll still be those delicious Booster Club burgers. So looking forward to that. Mr. Hostert and I are going to be traveling to Norfolk for our first Mid-State Conference meeting on Wednesday. As you can imagine, there'll be lots to discuss pertaining to activities.
I bet.
I'll have some updates probably next Monday on some decisions that are made there. You mentioned earlier, Scott, back-to-school night for grades 1st through 6th is going to be held tonight from 5 to 6:30 with the following schedule in place. Families with last names starting with A through G should plan to come between 5 and 5:30. Families with last names starting with H through P should plan to come from 5:30 to 6. And families with last names starting with Q through Z should plan to come from 6 to 6:30. We're asking that only one parent come with their 1st through 6th graders and that they enter through the entrance that their youngest student will be using each day and exit through the door that their oldest child will be using each day to become more familiar with their assigned doors. Entry and exit points by grade levels are as follows. So this is tomorrow morning, folks.
Okay.
These are the doors you're going to come in and go out each day. Preschoolers, you'll be entering and exiting through door 14. It's the door that enters right into that preschool room. Kindergarten will be entering and exiting through door 2, and these will all be marked outside. You'll be able to see which door number. We'll have some signs, so that's obvious. First and second grades are going to be entering and exiting through door 1. That's the main entrances. Third and fourth graders will enter and exit through door 6, and fifth and sixth graders will be entering and exiting through door 4. I know that's kind of a change, and for yeah. some parents, you may have either drop them all off and they'll have to walk to their doors, or you'll right. have a couple quick stops. But
and there will be staff at the doors.
There will be staff at the doors to help everybody get where they're going. Yes. So entering and exiting through those assigned doors, that's going to help us minimize large gatherings of students as much as possible. Please practice this tonight yep. at back to school night. Parents with children in elementary school should also have received a survey concerning breakfast for the first day of school. Children will be eating breakfast in their classrooms at the elementary this year. If your child intends to eat breakfast tomorrow morning on the first day of school, you should fill out that survey so the kitchen knows how many students to plan on. If you didn't receive a survey for some reason, you can also find that survey on the elementary school's Facebook page.
Okay.
So things just a little bit different.
Right.
As we all know, COVID-19 has had a dramatic effect on our country. Many may have lost jobs or been temporarily laid off. I've been made aware of a grant written and received by Heartland Counseling to assist families that have been negatively impacted by losing employment due to COVID-19. These funds can be used to assist with rent, mortgage, utilities, food, personal hygiene items, medical bills, or other housing items. There will be a link to that application for assistance on our homepage by noon today. A big thanks to Heartland Counseling for writing that grant and thinking of our community mm-hmm. in regards to that. Northeast Community College is also working with grant funding through Workforce Nebraska to provide tuition assistance for individuals who would like to go back to school for an industry recognized certificate. You can contact Julie Clark at Northeast Community College if you're interested in this great opportunity. So also thanks to Northeast. Might be a good time to set your course in a different direction and get some tuition assistance to start a new career. We'll start school, as we mentioned, tomorrow morning in the green risk area. This means that face coverings are recommended but not required. Students cannot enter buildings until 7:40 this year, and they should plan to go directly to their homerooms at the elementary school. And for tomorrow only, they will meet, I believe, with their advisement teachers first thing. After that, they'll travel right to their first period classes, okay. Scott. So,
all right.
Again, 1:30 dismissal for the first day of school. And be looking for weekly Wednesday night, 7 p.m. updates from administration concerning any changes on the risk dial, as those would go into effect the following day on Thursday. I'm sure Thursday morning you'll be also letting us all know what that risk color is. We can't wait to see our students.
Yeah.
Looking forward to a wonderful year. Maybe a little different, but boy, is it going to be good to see their faces.
That's right. So. You bet. And you can always find out more at O'NeillPublicSchools.org.
You bet you can. Yes. Check out our webpage. There's a ton of information there. Yeah, you can always call our office at 402-336-3775.
All right, Amy. Thanks for coming in. We look forward to visiting with you throughout the school year
it'll
again.
It'll be great. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. O'Neill Public Schools Superintendent Amy Shane.